There is nothing like a deadline. And June 1st is the biggest one in Washington right now. That is the day that Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen now forecasts that the U.S. may no longer be able to pay all of its bills unless it raises the cap on borrowing, known as the debt ceiling. And that is a big deal. And the new possible deadline has sparked President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to agree to sit down next week with a few others to start talking about a solution face to face. NPR economics reporter Scott Horsley joins us now. And Scott, we'll come back to the politics of this in a minute. Let's start with the money part. Let's do this kind of rapid fire. What happens if the U.S. can't pay its bills? Will people feel it right away?
Some people certainly will. It's hard to say exactly when the crunch time will come or which bills would go unpaid. Maybe it'd be Social Security recipients or members of the military, maybe it'd be doctors who treat Medicare patients or the holders of government bonds. But if the debt limit is not increased and the government actually runs short of cash, someone's going to be left empty-handed. More broadly, we'll all feel the effects if the federal government's unquestioned reputation for paying its bills on time is called into question. That would likely result in higher borrowing costs in the future for taxpayers and just about everybody else.
So those are some pretty fundamental repercussions there, Scott. Why, then, is there a cap on how much the U.S. can borrow?
Yeah, the debt limit was introduced more than a century ago. It started out as an efficient way to enable more borrowing back during World War I. Instead of having to approve each individual bond issue, lawmakers could just give blanket authority for the government to borrow up to a prescribed limit. And that limit has then been increased many times over the last century plus. It's now about $31 trillion. Only rarely has the debt limit been weaponized like this as a way for lawmakers to go back and second-guess spending that Congress already authorized. Most other countries just say, look, if the government votes to spend more money than it collects in taxes, we'll assume that's okay to borrow money to make up the difference.
So there is a thing called a deficit and a thing called a debt. The U.S. government also running a $1.1 trillion deficit. Would raising the debt ceiling pay for any of that?
Sure. The federal debt is just the accumulation of all the deficits the government has run over the years. The last time we had a government surplus was back in the Clinton administration. Every year since, the government has added to the debt. You had the Bush tax cuts, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, the financial crisis, the Trump tax cut, and of course the pandemic. So it adds up.
All right. So I want to talk about the politics of this moment for a minute now, Scott. And I admit I'm actually thinking of the original Footloose movie where Kevin Bacon wins a game of chicken on a tractor, but only because his shoelace is stuck around the pedals and he can't get off. Does Kevin McCarthy have his shoelace stuck on the gas pedal here, Scott? It only takes one vote to boot him from the speakership.
Yeah, Kevin McCarthy's in the Footloose generation. Joe Biden might point to a similar scene from the James Dean movie, Rebel Without a Cause.
Oh, right.
When you're in a game of chicken, it can be a strategy to make the other guy think you're crazier than he is, or that your coat is caught around the door handle, or your shoelace is tied to the pedal. And maybe that's what House Republicans are banking on. The point, though, is that all of us are lashed to this economy. And if the powers that be in Washington are not careful, we are all going over the cliff or into the irrigation ditch.
So there isn't much time to get this done. We're reading next week's the only week on the calendar right now when all the necessary players are in Washington before June 1st. Where do you see this going?
Well, like most things in Washington, it is likely to come down to the wire, and we'll see who blinks. The White House says Biden will use the meeting next week to stress the urgency of avoiding a government default. And the administration says the president's willing to have a separate conversation about future spending, but not while the full faith and credit of the government is being held for ransom. In theory, it seems like it would be possible to craft some kind of face-saving compromise here. But my colleagues who cover Capitol Hill are not at all confident that that's going to happen. There's not a lot of deal-making in evidence in Washington these days. So instead, one possibility is some kind of stopgap measure that effectively kicks the can down the road, maybe ties up the debt ceiling with the end of the government's fiscal year when we would also be faced with the possibility of a government shutdown. Another possibility is the tractor goes in the ditch.
So, Scott, just in a sentence or two, could we really see something unprecedented happen for this country in this moment?
Yes, I think the risk of an actual government default are higher than they've been before. There's not necessarily a lot of grown-ups running the show. The financial markets are beginning to show some stress of that. You can see that in the gap between 1 month and 3 month government treasuries. That is, that investors are a little bit nervous that having a government debt that would come due after the debt limit. So yeah, I think it's certainly a possibility that can't be ruled out.
NPR economics reporter Scott Horsley, thanks.
You're very welcome.